You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So I think a lot of those key players, those All Blacks in that back line, given that they were without a few up front, and some key ones, you know, the likes of Mo'onga, Goodhue, Enor, Will Jordan in particular, yeah, and then obviously the devastating firing Inuku. You know, when that team needed those guys to front, they were up for it big time. They fronted and they executed what was a very genius game plan. And let's give credit to, once again, Scott Robinson, his coaches, and their ability to work out how to completely bamboozle the Blues. That's 2 years on the bounce. They did it in the final where they ambushed them and the Blues didn't have a single answer, and they did it again the other night. And that goes to show, you know, that culture that people talk about, that background work that goes on, but more importantly, Scott Robertson and his team being able to get the best out of his players and then figure out how to frustrate a team. I've never seen Watto guys like Mark Talia, who was in such great nick. I think there's one stage he went about six steps backwards to try and go forwards. Bowden Barrett getting stuck in the pocket and three or four times throwing the ball along the ground. You know, Rico Ioane never really got in any space apart from one breakout. You know, they just had them worked out. And that's got to be, you know, credit not only to the players and the way they fronted, but the game plan and the thought process that went into getting the guys prepared and in the right zone.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned Mark Talia, Rico Ioane. I'm also going to add Finlay Christie in there. I thought he possibly had his worst game I've seen him for a long time in the Blues jersey. How concerned the fact that the Crusaders made those players look fairly ordinary and perhaps showed some deficiencies? I mean, should we be concerned at an All Black level with what we saw from Talia, with what we saw from Rico Ioane, and how easily the Crusaders did shut them down?
Yes, we should be, because, you know, particularly key players like your 9s and 10s should be recognising what a defence is doing to you and why it is limiting the way that you can play and forcing you into that static, you know, non-creative position, which happened to them so many times, and forcing you almost backwards, because I don't think there's any doubt in anyone's mind that's exactly how Ireland, Wales and England defend. They defend exactly the same. They throw that third or fourth guy out up into the face of a first, second receiver and let you think that they're is nothing on, where actually there is space. It's just about your ability to work out what defensive they are doing. Look, at the end of the day, Bowden Barrett tried a cross kick or two, and they actually did find some width late in the game. But the horse had bolted by then. And to a degree, the Crusaders had switched off. So, yeah, it is, because we will get that type of defence. That's exactly how South Africa defend. That's the way they play. Their game plan is very narrow. It's very kick-orientated, about squeezing and suffocating the opposition, frustrating them into the feeling that you can't shift the ball and you kick it away. And it is a concern that our players are still not adjusting to that type of defensive system.